The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer's Restaurants Review section, from Triangle Foodies, a blog of restaurant reviews and events in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas, NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant, food, and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Before we get started, here is a quick reminder of what the News and Observer's ratings mean. 5 stars are extraordinary. 4 stars are excellent. 3 stars are above average. 2 stars are average. And 1 star is fair. Our first review comes from the News and Observer. This was published on October 30th. The stuffed pizza at Nancy's Pizzeria takes deep dish to another level. This was written by Greg Cox. Nancy's Pizzeria is located at 8111 Creedmoor Road, Suite 137 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-870-9777, and their rating was 2.5 stars. If you're from Chicago, chances are you're familiar with Nancy's Pizzeria. You probably know that Nancy's is considered the home of the original Chicago-style stuffed pizza, and no doubt you've eaten your share. In moments of homesick desperation, you may even have had a Nancy's pizza shipped to you, because short of flying back home or to one of a handful of other cities where you can find a location of what has grown to become a national chain, that was the only way you could get one. Until March of this year, that is, when Nancy's opened a location in North Raleigh. Now, not only can you indulge whenever the craving hits, but you no longer have to try to explain to your uninitiated friends the difference between a stuffed pizza and its more famous culinary cousin, the Chicago-style deep-dish pizza. You can take them to Nancy's, where they can experience for themselves what mere words don't do justice to, that a stuffed pizza raises the ante on a deep dish pie, already a behemoth in its own right, by making it even deeper with more fillings and adding a top crust and a final layer of tomato sauce. If you're feeling mischievous, you could even bet them that they can't finish more than 2 slices of a large Uncle Tony's, Italian sausage, pepperoni, green peppers, and onions, which the menu informs you racks up a grand total of 5,980 calories. Naturally, you'll want to make the bet before the pizza arrives and they see how big it actually is. You'll have plenty of time. Depending on the fillings and how busy the place is, it will be 20 minutes to an hour before a stuffed pizza lands on your table. Your server should be able to give you a more precise estimate. Several topping combinations are available, including the signature Nancy's Special Spinach and Mushrooms, a favorite among Chicagoans. You can also create your own combination, choosing from a wide-ranging list of 25 fillings, Italian sausage and hot gardeniera, or Canadian bacon and artichokes. Regardless of which fillings you choose, you can count on a metric ton of molten mozzarella, a richly seasoned tomato sauce, and a sturdy crust with 2-inch-high rims to contain all that gooey goodness. If that sounds like more gooey goodness than you can handle, you could opt for Nancy's slimmer stuffed pizza, which goes easier on the fillings. Just be advised that you're still looking at 530 calories for a slice of a medium plain cheese. Or you can go all in on thin, as in classic Chicago-style thin crust pizza. With a crust that's crisper and more dense than New York-style crust, cut into rectangles instead of wedges, this is the pizza recognized by Chicagoans as the true original Chicago style since long before deep dish pizza came onto the scene. The menu offers a half dozen pasta alternatives to pizza, mostly Italian-American favorites such as fettuccine alfredo, spaghetti with meatballs, and baked chicken tetrazzini with spaghetti, mushrooms, cream sauce, and mozzarella, a calorie bomb that could give a couple of stuffed slices a run for their money. The meatballs are also available on a sandwich or as a starter, where they're simmered in a rich marinara sauce and served up in a miniature cast iron skillet. Garnished with chiffonade of fresh basil and accompanied by crostini still hot and crisp from the oven, the meatballs are worth ordering even if they leave you with room for just one slice of stuffed pizza. You can always take leftovers home. I wouldn't sacrifice a slice for the wings, however, which are just average. But I would gladly make room for a starter pairing, grilled broccolini, and juicy, bias-cut sections of Italian sausage, dusted with great pecorino cheese and crushed red pepper. The Caesar salad and caprese panzanella, fresh mozzarella, cherry tomatoes, basil, and croutons in a balsamic glaze are both winning salad options, and they're light enough that you won't have to worry about making allowances. After doing my share of damage to a couple of appetizers and stuffed pizza, I'll confess I wasn't up for the challenge of trying the red velvet cake, 925 calories, for dessert. But I did manage a couple of bites of cannoli, 230 calories, to which I can give a bloated but happy thumbs up. Located in Brennan Station, in the space that was most recently home to Sardi's Den, Nancy's has given the dining room a makeover in warm shades of avocado, cream, and coral. With mid-century modern furnishings, polished hardwood floors, and a distinctive pegboard wall covered in pizza peels, pans, and other tools of the Pizzaglio's profession, the place has a look that is at once contemporary and casually inviting. But don't let that sleek look fool you. Nancy's Pizzeria is all about tradition. Again, Nancy's Pizzeria is located at 8111 Creedmoor Road, Suite 137 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 919-870-9777. Continuing on with another piece from the News and Observer, this is Revamped Village Diner Keeps Spirit Intact But Gives Food a Fresh, Tasty Update. This article was also written by Greg Cox and was published on October 24th. The Village Diner is located at 600 West King Street in Hillsboro, and their phone number is 919-245-8915. This restaurant was given a 4-star rating. Nobody can say exactly when the original Village Diner opened in Hillsboro, but the best guess is 1975. That's according to Joel Bolin, and he should know. He bought the restaurant last year, and he has become something of an expert on its history. He can tell you, for instance, that the Village Diner is the oldest restaurant in Hillsboro, and that in its heyday, it was a prime gathering place for the community, where mill workers and politicians commingled over fried chicken, meatloaf, collard greens, and banana pudding. Bolin, a Hillsboro resident who has worked as general manager at Hillsboro Barbecue Company, has seen local tastes evolve over the years. When he learned that the Village Diner was up for sale, Bolin, a Culinary Institute of America graduate whose resume includes an externship at the renowned Aquavit in New York, saw his chance to update the old local favorite in response to those changing tastes. Bolin hired Justin Cole, who grew up in Hillsboro, where he regularly ate with his grandmother at the Village Diner, and cut his culinary teeth at Nana's under renowned chef Scott Howell. He brought along David Pepitas to man the grill and make desserts. He cooked for Fetch, the food truck that Bolin owned before shutting it down to focus on the restaurant. For all their culinary pedigree, Bolin and his team agreed that the food should remain true to the diner spirit. Indeed, fresh takes on old Village Diner favorites account for much of the menu. Grits, a staple on the former restaurant's breakfast buffet, are transformed into fried stone-ground grit cakes on the new dinner menu. Cakes doesn't do justice, though, to these deliciously crisp, light-as-a-soufflé orbs served with pepper jelly and inspired red-eye mayo. The pepper jelly is homemade, as is pretty much everything here, including everything but the buttered rye toast. That's from the bread shop in Pittsboro, on a shareable starter plate of pimento cheese, pickles, okra, cucumber, and red onion, and salted pecans. Even the humble diner classic tomato soup gets elevated here, transformed into a scratch-made brew rich with ripe tomato flavor, garnished with fried oyster crackers and a drizzle of garlic oil. An emphasis on sourcing from local farms is also reflected in the menu, and is especially notable in the seasonal vegetable plate. In early September, the harvest yielded a corn and black-eyed pea salad, candied yams topped with a salted pecan topping, and the best cornmeal crusted fried okra I'd had all year. A month later, the plate was loaded with a grilled cauliflower steak, scalloped potatoes, and a triangle of fried carrot and parsnip ribbons splashed with a vibrant caper dressing. Still, you can generally count on a few staples among the entree offerings. Country fried steak with mushroom gravy, snap beans, and rosemary potatoes will satisfy your comfort food cravings. So will Hoof Beat Farm's meatloaf with mashed potatoes, once you get past the unusual shape of the meatloaf, cylinders rather than the traditional slabs. The flavor is true to form, though, and it's completed by a rich roux gravy and a clever play on ketchup in the form of a tomato and onion jam. Salmon patties, I've seen them called salmon cakes or salmon burgers outside the South, are a homespun classic rarely seen in a restaurant, even a Southern diner. Don't tell my mom, but the salmon patties at the Village Diner are even better than hers. Then there's the fried chicken, sufficient reason in its own right to drive to Hillsboro and then wait the 20 minutes or so it takes to make because it's fried to order. You can get a leg and a thigh, plus a wing, though the menu doesn't say so, exquisitely juicy beneath a crisp, peppery crust, served with a biscuit and collard greens topped with chow chow. What about the chicken breast, you ask? That frequently gets smoked and may turn up in a sandwich on the lunch menu, joining the likes of a grilled cheese sandwich, cheeseburger with seasoned home fries, and crisp fried oysters on a bib lettuce salad with a fennel and horseradish dressing. Fans of the Weeping Radish Butchery chili dog that was a star attraction of the Fetch food truck can score one on the lunch menu at the Village Diner. The breakfast menu offers more opportunities to enjoy these excellent biscuits, smothered in sausage gravy, or as part of the mill worker's breakfast along with eggs your way, bacon or sausage patties, and grits. Or get a side of biscuits with your spinach and mushroom omelet, or heck, who's counting carbs, buttermilk pancakes. True to traditional diner spirit, the dessert offerings usually include one or two classic pies, sweet potato, chocolate chess, even vinegar pie. They're all good bets, except for the occasionally too sturdy crust. I call dibs on the scratch-made banana pudding. The first time you go to the Village Diner, you may think your GPS is leading you astray. The restaurant is located in a modest, low-slung brick building in a mostly residential area a mile from downtown Hillsboro. That's the community it has served since, well, let's say 1975. It's a good bet that the Village Diner version 2.0 is going to have a much larger audience. Again, the Village Diner is located at 600 West King Street in Hillsboro, and their phone number is 919-245-8915. Next, we have an article from NC Triangle Dining. Preview: M. Tempura opens in Durham and delivers a uniquely Japanese experience. M. Tempura is located at 111 Orange Street in Durham, and their phone number is not listed, and I could not find one. I am very sorry about that. As the food and restaurant scene evolves in the Triangle, restaurant groups have been popping up given the success of local owner chefs. From Ashley Christensen to Matt Kelly, these higher-end restaurant groups are locally owned, managed, and run, spanning a breadth of cuisine types. One chef owner that has recently expanded is Chef Mike Lee of M Sushi and M Coco. I've had the opportunity to dine with Chef Mike way back in his Sono days and at other special events, and have always found his food to be subtle and delicious. With a focus on high quality ingredients, well integrated flavors, and interesting textures, he's done a fantastic job evangelizing and representing Japanese cuisine for the Triangle. His most recent concept, M. Tempura, launched on October 5th, and I had the chance to dine a M. Tempura on day 2 of its launch. And let's just say, it is a fun and indulgent experience. The menu is simple, with a 10 don set, meal served all at once, omakase, chef's choice, and grand omakase, soon to be available on the menu. The omakase is a luxurious experience spanning 11 to 13 dishes or items brought to you in a sequence. The meal moves from lighter flavors to more intense flavors over time, and you're given a tray of tempura condiments, pickled vegetables, fresh lemon, cool fish-shaped lemon squeezer, and other umami-laden ingredients to enhance your meal. The fried tempura is served as it is cooked, fresh, and dropped onto your tasting plate. A quick dip into the dipping sauce and you're ready to eat. It's definitely a dining experience focused on high-quality ingredients and frying technique to get you the freshest eats possible. In addition to the tempura, the omakase also includes some other items such as salad, crudo, tekkadon, miso soup, and dessert. Note that substitutions are not available, so if you are gluten-free or vegan, you won't fare that well at M. Tempura. That being said, if you've got an open mind and palate, the dining experience at M. Tempura is a luxurious one, full of indulgence and flavor. I'm sure the tempura ingredients served will change depending on the season and availability. I hope that the list below will better help you understand what to expect if you dine here. As a first-timer, I have nothing to compare it to, but I'll be back. What's even more interesting is that Chef Mike already has some other concepts planned on the website, M. Yakitori, M. Mandu, and M. Kogi, so who knows what 2019 will bring. And then, in the article, the author goes on to list all of the items that were in his omakase meal on October the 6th when he ate there. In order, they are salad, scallop crudo, fried shrimp, fried okra, fried salmon, fried crab, fried flounder, fried pearl onion, fried scallop, fried squid, fried Japanese yam, fried asparagus, miso soup, tekkadon of tuna, and a ginger ice cream. Again, M. Tempura is located at 111 Orange Street in Durham, and at this time, I could not find a phone number for the restaurant. This next article was published on October 21st in NC Triangle Dining. First Take, Pros Epicurean Market and Cafe in Cary. The Epicurean Market and Cafe is located at 211 East Chatham Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-377-1788. Over the past 2 years, Cary has been popping with new restaurant and bar activity, making it a must visit on my food adventures. One little corner of Cary has been particularly interesting since Bond Brothers Beer launched back in 2016. A little wedge between Cedar and Chatham Street has slowly filled out with Pizzeria Fasuli, Postmaster, Sidebar, Big Dom's Bagel Shop, and Pro's Epicurean. It's a great selection of eats and drinks for downtown Cary. Pro's Epicurean Market and Cafe has caught my attention a while back, but it's hard to sway me from the great Neapolitan ice cream and pizza over at Fusilli. But a conversation over cocktails next door at Sidebar convinced me that they were both worth the effort, and here is what you can expect if you visit. Head on over to a small plaza on East Chatham Street, and just beware, parking here is tough. Given the popularity of Bond Brothers and the other spots mentioned above, it fills up pretty quickly at peak hours. you may have more luck parking on Cedar Street or on side streets off of Chatham Street. Pro's Epicurean has a great corner location with plenty of glass to look in and out of, and their setup feels very European. Seat yourself, or you can order at the counter since this is a market. Along with the meats and cold salads, Pro Epicurean has a large selection of bottled beers and wine available to customers. But what's got me interested is the menu at Pro's Epicurean. It's continental, focusing on Italian and French offerings ranging from sandwiches, crepes, pastas, and more. The dining room at Pro Epicurean is open and lively on a Wednesday night, well filled with couples and families, the usual carry crowd. This is definitely a mom-and-pop type cafe with plenty of attentive staff on hand, and my ears detect some Italian in the dining room. Scanning the menu, my eyes fall on several tasty-looking items. When it originally opened up, Pro's was primarily a small plates, charcuterie, and sandwiches spot, but the menu seems to have really expanded over the past year or so. Now you've got about 10 hot, cold sandwiches, along with the crepes, quiche, pastas, and entrees, covering chicken, seafood, and beef. I start off with a glass of house white, which is a huge pour. Thank you very much. Since I'm visiting for the first time, I plan on over-ordering. For starters, I go with the Donatello sandwich filled with slow-roasted pork. The thinly sliced pork sits in a beautiful seeded Italian roll and is layered with provolone and chimichurri sauce. It's a nicely balanced sandwich. Love the fresh bread, succulent, savory pork, and hint of parsley from the sauce. A great choice if you like pork. The Donatello is served with a side of kettle-cooked chips. For my second entree, I do the crepe parisienne, stuffed with chicken, gruyere, and Dijon cream mushrooms. Served with a side salad, the crepe looks pretty substantial, covered in melty cheese and a light sprinkling of tarragon. A decent crepe, and plenty to eat, but definitely a different crepe than what I've had in the past. Pro's Epicurean also has an interesting sausage pie on the menu, which I tried on a second visit. It's a cross between deep dish pizza and a sausage quiche, pretty unusual and satisfying. Pro's Epicurean does a great job with their salads and greens, offering a refreshing mescaline mix with a light vinaigrette. I am not a salad guy, but still happily ate the side salad there. But given all that healthy eating, I still can't resist the dessert case and finishing off my meal with a limoncello cake. Two layers of light lemon cake and cream topped with white chocolate shavings? Yum. A lovely happy ending to my first meal at Pro's Epicurean. Most everything at Pro's is in the line of $9 to $17, with the majority of choices under $15, so it's all very affordable to eat here. And I've heard they will deliver across the street to the sidebar and their shared patio. So excellent job, Pro's Epicurean Market and Cafe. Your name is pretty long, but I get what you're doing here. Think upscale delicatessen from up north and an affordable Italian-French restaurant for the neighborhood. I think they've done an excellent job overall, broadening the menu while still keeping the casual feel of a local deli and market. The food here is worthwhile, if not life-changing, but I'll be back soon to try more off of that menu. Pro's Epicurean Market and Cafe is located at 211 East Chatham Street in Cary, and their phone number is 919-377-1788. And now from the Triangle Food blog, they do a weekly wrap-up called Friday Fun Food Facts, and these are their fun food facts from Friday, November the 2nd. Starting with a closing, if you are looking for a Chick-fil-A in downtown Raleigh, you have until November 16th before they close their doors after 22 years. No reason for the closing has been given. Wake County Restaurant News. Over in downtown Raleigh, the ITB Insider is reporting that a Cavalera's has begun work on their new location in the former home of Tasty Eights at 121 Fayetteville Street. Calavera, owned by Raleigh restaurateur Ken Yowell of Oak City Meatball and Kajui, closed its South Blunt Street location in February. No word yet on a timeline. Up in Wake Forest, a little bird told me that Driftwood Southern Kitchen in Lafayette Village is opening a new restaurant in Wake Forest. Chef/owner Nunzo Scordo will be opening Bodega in mid-November with tapas-style food service. In South Raleigh, near Garner, reader Hugh Autry brought it to our attention that Fred Chanson's Grandson's Buffet, with locations in Hope Mills, Smithfield, Fayetteville, and Dunn, is moving into the former Larry's Southern Kitchen spot at 4205 Fayetteville Road. And some news from the Durham, Orange, and Chatham restaurant areas. Downtown Durham is looking up. Literally. One City Center, the tallest building in downtown Durham, is now open. The food and beverage side of the concept includes Raleigh-based juicer Juice Keys, with two locations in Raleigh. Oak House Durham, a craft coffee shop and wine bar that originated in Elon. Restaurant Be Good, with two locations in Raleigh, as well as a location in Morrisville and Chapel Hill, and the first North Carolina location of Pokey Works, which is now open and celebrates its grand opening on November 10th from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. with a special buy one get one free offer for that day. Also in Durham, a quick update from Jennifer Bullschultz on the Uncle Julio's Mexican restaurant that is moving into the former Champs location at the streets at South Point. Jennifer is telling me that they will have their grand opening on November 13th. She says it looks great and you won't recognize the inside. They've done a complete remodel. At the streets at South Point, my wife and daughter brought it to my attention that there is an edible cookie dough establishment in the former Tivana location, simply called Dough Life, and I love their tagline. Go ahead, lick the spoon. And lastly, in Chatham County, for Apex residents, Tim and Cindy Larson have brought their latest location of Marco's Pizza to Penguin Place in Chatham Park, just behind the Root Cellar and House of Hops. Tim and Cindy also own locations in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Morrisville. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138.